this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. 15 young people will soon be selected to participate in Farm Bureau's two-year LEAD program, an intensive learning experience focused on political involvement, effective communication, and personal development. Past participant, Hardin County's Lindsay Miller.
We were privileged to go along on the congressional tour with the rest of the Farm Bureau delegation. We got to spend a lot of one-on-one time with our congressmen and talking to them about issues that are affecting agriculture, issues that are affecting young farmers. So it was a great opportunity to be there and to be able to speak with them.
Miller is now Assistant Vice President for Sales Planning for Farm Credit Mid-America, and she says that personal development opportunity would be invaluable for any young person.
One of the best things I think about the Farm Bureau LEAD program is it takes you all across the spectrum. So it focuses on you as a person. There are pieces of it that talk about your personality and how it drives what you do and how you can better understand yourself and put that towards the business world. And then it also gives you the opportunity to meet and interact with individuals that you don't get the opportunity to on a day-to-day basis. So I would definitely recommend it to others.
Program applicants must be nominated by county farm bureaus. She encourages anyone considering it to contact their local office for details and possible nomination. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Farm Credit Mid-America's Lindsay Miller participated in the Farm Bureau LEAD program about 10 years ago. She was impressed with a personal development opportunity and friendships that lasted far beyond the end of her training period.
I have contacts in the Young Farmer Group. I have contacts in the ag industry, so people that do things, you know, with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, people that are a part of the extension services, people that I didn't have a relationship with before. I'll see them at the state fair. I'll see them at, you know, other ag events across the state throughout the year, and it was just a great opportunity for me to expand my network of people that I know and work with.
Miller says applicants do need to consider their commitment.
It's a once a quarter meeting for 2 years. There's some lot of overnight trips that you go on. You spend several days in Washington, D.C., so it is a time commitment for you as an individual and one that doesn't need to be taken lightly when you enter into it.
But she says it was well worth the investment. Applicant nominations close October 24th. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.